The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, a former ally of Donald Trump, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who used to be one of his biggest supporters, has warned of a political revolution in America if the US sends troops into Iran. For more on this, we're joined by Amy Tarkanian, former Nevada Republican state chairwoman and Republican strategist. Amy, before we get to the likelihood of this actually happening, is Marjorie Taylor Greene right? Would there be a political revolution among Republicans if troops were used in Iran?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. And what she's essentially arguing is, by using somewhat inflammatory rhetoric, is she is correct that his base, the MAGA voters, they did support President Trump, partly because he did oppose Iraq-style wars. If he were to send troops into Iran, it would violate that promise. It would anger a good portion of his base. And quite honestly, I mean, you have now that the populist right, which is increasingly split between, you have interventionist conservatives and then you have anti-war nationalists. Those are your, you know, America first means stay out type Republicans that he campaigned heavily on. So I think it's going to cause a lot of people to be upset. Right now, we are already in the thick of midterm elections. I honestly don't think that I don't think that he's going to actually move troops forward at this time, because it would be detrimental to the midterm elections, and that would be huge backlash for him personally.
And just before we get to what he's likely to do, if troops were to be used, would there be any support for it in the US, or would vast majority of the electorate actually oppose such a move, do you think?
No, I think it's a tough situation, because obviously, well, I shouldn't say obviously, people don't want other people hurting. We do not want the Iranian people hurting anymore and suffering. But we also can't expect to be the world's police. You cannot expect us to continue to do another Afghanistan, another Iraq, and set up camp for decades without an end game. People want to know, what is the end game? What is the rest of this particular version of war look like? When are we done?
So the old days of, was it Harry Truman who declared the US to be the policeman of the world, they are long gone as far as most ordinary Americans are concerned.
Yes, I think people are really tired of having open-ended ground wars, especially. It's okay. I think most people are still okay with having some kind of presence, you know, eyes and ears on the ground. But to what degree are we talking? And if, as soon as you start to hear, we're going to send troops on the ground, that's when people start to get really uneasy.
Okay, what do you think will happen? What is Donald Trump's next move? He's warning Iran about what is likely to happen. The clock is ticking and so on. But are they largely empty threats? Because does Iran know he doesn't really have the stomach for a ground war?
Right. Well, and that's been the problem, right? So he's been pretty strong on his threats, but the goalposts keep moving. And I honestly don't see there going to be a consensus. You know, we've seen anywhere from 10 points, 14 points of people trying, or both sides trying to get some buy-in. And those are both points that I don't think either side are willing to really bend, break, or waver on. We truly do not want to see a nuclear war happen. We don't want them to have any kind of nuclear weapons. And for them to think that, you know, we're going to even just blink on their list, I just don't see how decades and decades and decades of anger and hate and manipulation and lies are going to come to headway in a peaceful fashion in our time.
Mm. So how does this standoff get resolved then? I mean,
I mean, that's an excellent
impossible question to answer,
yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, I wish I had that answer for you, right? I mean, it's that would be phenomenal.
Let me rephrase the question, because I think that probably is impossible to answer. And I know trying to get inside Donald Trump's head is a difficult thing to do. But if he could turn back the clock, would he have acted differently 3 months ago, do you think, at this stage?
I mean, that is an excellent question, because I think one of his strengths is his unpredictability, right? And his pressure tactics. And I think that's what he was expecting to work in this scenario. But we're not dealing with sane people. We're not dealing with people who...
act rationally.
Yes. So they don't fear death. They welcome it. And they actually honor it. So I don't think, you know, he's not dealing with people who you would normally think would maybe think twice about their actions.
Okay. It sounds like you think this conflict is going to run for quite some time.
I hope I'm wrong, but yes, I think we have to be realistic, and I just don't see, there being a very positive outcome on this.
Okay. Amy Tarkanian, former Nevada Republican state chairwoman, Republican strategist, thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.